Why I don't hold on to stuff. Hey, I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk, and that is the topic of today's podcast. And you can find me on youtube.com/thehappywhisk for videos and a mix of things, but this is my podcast home, and I am anchor.fm/thehappywhisk. And today I'm going to talk about why I don't hold on to things, and what I mean by that is I mean more negative thinking. So when I end my day, I don't end my day thinking, oh, I wish I had gotten done with the refrigerator and I probably should have shot that thing and I didn't edit that clip yet and I still have pictures to share on that platform but I didn't share it, but I did share it over here and I didn't. No, I don't choose to end my day in a negative. I don't. And it's not that things don't get done. Sometimes things don't get done. Sometimes things get done. But I don't end my day thinking, I shoulda, coulda, woulda, didn't. Bull. That's a waste of my time. It's a waste of my valuable energy and a waste of creating a creative space to continue. For me, I end the day thinking, all right, this is what I did. And I look at it from more of an unattached point of view. So an emotionally unattached point of view, I should be more specific. I don't feel emotional about it. I don't feel that negative emotion like, oh, I didn't get this done. However, I do feel good that I've got other things done. So that's how I choose to keep going forward. Like, let's take the reno, for example. Some of you know I took September off from social and also from content, production, or not content production, but publication. So I took that off and then I had to extend it all through September. So August and September were the 2 months that I took off and I only intended to take one. And in that time that I extended, I still didn't complete the tasks that I set out to do. And sometimes that happens. I ended up going in a different direction and that's okay. I'm all right with that. I say really, really a lot. Really, really. I think Spike Pit pointed it out. Now I hear it. Thank you, Spike Pit. That's okay. That's my tick phrase. I don't do the ums or the ahs. I do the really, really. I really, really, really like it. Anyway, so I know I lost track of what I was saying, but I don't end my day in the negative or even put too much time into that. Because I think as a creative person and as someone who gets a lot of done, I do a lot in a day, even if it's not always the things that I set out to get done. Sometimes a curveball happens. Sometimes I have the car for the day, and I didn't know I was going to have the car for the day. So it will change the entire scope of that day, and that's all right. You know, I find such waste in ending the day, and I talk to a lot of people, and a lot of people talk to me, and I hear a lot of people say to treat themselves bad. They treat themselves bad in the way they speak to themselves in terms of negativity and put themselves down because they didn't accomplish A, B, C, D, and whatever other thing that they went out to do that day. And some of it is having too much on a schedule for a day. It's unattainable, trying to reach for too many things. I've been in that position definitely before when I've started too many things. If you came to the trailer, you would see I have the cupboards up out from the top of the kitchen. They're never going to come back. I hate upper cupboards. I hate it as much as I hate when people spell donut the wrong way. So they're never going to come back. But maybe I didn't need to pull them out right then. Maybe I could have finished the living room wall first, but I didn't. So I did do too many things there. Now I'm getting past that in terms of, I'm not getting past that. That's wrong. Now I'm fixing that, I should say. So now I'm fixing the wall and I'm fixing the kitchen, but I'll be doing it separately instead of both at the same time. But it's still not done and I don't feel bad. I don't understand it. To spend time in that negative zone and think, I'm almost at a loss of words at how much I see people treat themselves badly. And how much negative speak people say to themselves. And as someone who likes to produce a lot of things, a lot of content, all that would do for me would slow me down. And it would make it so it would make it so I wouldn't be able to keep going because I'd be stuck, my boots would be stuck in the mud of the past rather than, springing forward and getting new things done, or going whichever way the path is going to go. Sometimes it's a curveball, sometimes it's a new road, and I'm like, hey, I didn't know I was going to be doing this. I didn't know I was going to be taking classes for nutrition coming up in the winter time. It might end up be pushing to spring now because there's so many other things going on. I didn't know I was going to do that, but I found that out during my break time away, and it's something that I've been wanting to do for years, but I didn't like the programs that were available, and now there's a program that came up that I'm really, 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 really excited about. And so I didn't know that was going to happen. And if I'm stuck in the, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that, there leaves no room for these new wonderful things that spring up. And it's like, oh, but I really wanted to do that for a long time. And now an opportunity has presented itself in a program that I approve of, and I'm excited about that. So I'm not going to stay stuck in one thing and then not move forward to the new thing. That's crap. No. I just wish people wouldn't be so mean to themselves. That's it. And that's what I think it is, because it's a beat up too. It's not just, oh, I shouldn't have done that. There's a furthermore there. There's a beat up that goes on, and a constant repetitive negative speak to oneself that I find a waste of time. It's not useful. It's okay to be critical and say, yeah, hey, you know what? Maybe I could use my time better here. Maybe I could set up my writing in the morning first and then go for my walk, or then do this. Maybe I can set it up better to look at it objectively, to look at the day objectively at the end of it and say, yeah, okay, I get that. I get where I could have done this a little bit better, and then jump into it the next day and try that. And if that doesn't work, figure it out from there and use that energy to be kinder to oneself rather than beat up. Because beat up doesn't do anything, it doesn't move forward, it's not productive, it's not valuable. So always to end the day in a value, I guess, and in a positive, in the sense of, all right, here's what I did do, here's what I'd like to do, how can I get there? More of a problem solve think is, I find, more of value than to be such a negative stinker. So don't be a negative stinker. If you're a negative stinker and you have something to say about it and I haven't touched on it, or I have touched on it, do call in. I am behind on call-ins. I will be getting them out for sure. I just was outside cleaning up walnuts today and dog poop. It's the truth. That's what I was doing. And I was like, you know what? This is what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to come in and I'm going to do this podcast. So I did. And that's all I got to say. That's why I don't hold on to things. I think I've said everything I have to say on the subject. Let's check the time. So 8, you know what? I can't get past this time slot. I'm trying to make like a longer podcast because, you know, why not try? But there you go. It's 8 o'clock. And now, do I feel bad about that? No, because this is my natural zone. This is where it naturally stops for me. I'm not going to feel bad about that. I'm not going to get off this podcast and be like, oh, geez, I couldn't have made it good. 15 minutes, what's the matter with me? Ball. I don't have time for that. I got other things to do, like play with my new camera and do some editing. And I tell you what, I am so excited to jump into editing because I love this new camera. Oh, it's wonderful. And it's actually kind of curious to me because I thought I had to get everything set up and then get the camera. Well, now everything's not set up, and now I got the camera, and the camera is kind of dictating how things are going to get set up because it's so light that it's changed everything in my kitchen. I don't need this super duper big tripod right now. I will eventually get that one, but I don't need it this minute. So now I get to set this up a little differently because my swivel arm can stay and it's not shaking, and I'm happy about that. All right, that's it. I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk. Check me out on youtube.com/thehappywhisk. My goal for the next 3 months is to get as many eyeballs as I can on my videos. So do head on over to there. And if you find something you like, drop a comment. Or if you find something that would be helpful to someone else, please share it. That's another way to help people, is to share it. Yes, there's Patreon and there's donations and everything like that, but sharing a podcast or a video or a blog post, sharing it with someone personally, not massively sharing it, but sharing it with someone, like, I have this friend Lisa, I knew she was gonna like something, I sent it to her privately, that kind of thing. That is super helpful, and that's how we can help each other as fellow creators. So more kindness and less, you know, being mean to oneself. That's it. I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk, and I am out.